When Mary was being used to bring the Lord Jesus into this world, she uttered something. She said, "I rejoice in God, my Savior." She has an understanding that if there is anyone that's going to provide such a joy, it's going to be Him. That's why, if I can say that, Emil, that before obedience comes, she goes to the Lord Himself and she said, "They have no wine." How wonderful to have the attitude of dependency. That we can come to the same source of joy and in full dependency upon Him as to the circumstances we are in. So that's what she did. She said, "They have no wine," because she knew that when she was the vessel, if you will, that carried the Lord Jesus, she was into the enjoyment of the joy in God, my Savior. And here she knew exactly that she can go to Him and He will provide a joy out of a different order.
If we just follow up on that, because I think this matter of her own sense of His Lordship has brought out is essential when you think of the religious system that we have today that makes much of Mary. That Mary is the intermediary that you go through to the Lord Jesus. It's very clear in John 2 that there is no such thing. That she is absolutely under the instruction, the lordship of this, her son, the Lord Jesus, and is able to ask of Him or to inform Him of a condition that He was well aware of. And yet, in her submissive dependency and recognition of His lordship, she can instruct those, whatever He says, do it.
Do you think, Brother Dave, that's why the Lord said, "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" So that she is not the authority in His life, but He takes His authority from God.
I love to say this, brethren. The only records we have, the Lord addressing Mary, woman, is only the Gospel of John. Whether here or when He was on the cross. Because we don't want to lose sight that the Gospel of John brings forth the Lord Jesus as the eternal Son of God. No one tells Him in that regard what needs to be done. He is in authority over all things. But in the other Gospels, never lose sight. The humanity of the Lord Jesus was the perfect child when He was 12 years old, where the Scripture says very clearly He was obedient. He was submissive to the authority of Joseph and Mary together. But in the Gospel of John, this is another story where He is God over all.
Just one thought. The Lord Jesus characteristically was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And yet at this wedding, joy comes out because He was present. He is presently the man of joy. But down here upon earth, basically, He was the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He was the blessed man. He was the anointed man. He was the separated man. But now He's the joyful man, Psalm 21, now that He's back at God the Father's right hand. But this joy came out at this particular occasion, at this wedding.
So just what we have gone through in first half hour or so we could just again recap what we have said, and then we will move on to the matter of purification. It is important to realize that the presence of the Lord would be sufficient to bring joy when wines run out, as Joe have said. It is important to know that He is the only one that could bring joy in whatever circumstances, as long as we go and ask Him and depend on Him. It is important to realize that He is the Lord. And to bring joy in our life, we must be in subjection and in obedience to Him. But then, it's something about those six, verse six, where we have the six big pots for the purification.
Maybe just before going to the purification, I believe it's also very important to realize that Jesus is the only one who can turn water into wine. And Jesus is the only one who can change life as well. It's also very important to realize that he would seek to do this in his own time. Because he said to his mother, he said to Mary, that it is not time. And we see, as was being mentioned, that Mary could have had faith in the Lord Jesus because she could have told the servants to go ahead and fill those water pots because she had trust in him.
Yes, it's just a matter, I open it up for the matter of purification. There will be no joy without purification. There will be no joy without holiness. If you look around, and I'm going to make it very practical, the world today have bombarding us that defilement and uncleanness will bring joy. The source of joy for the world is uncleanness and defilement, and they call it all kind of fancy names, but that's what it is. It's sin, it's defilement, and it's filthiness. And they think that will bring joy to them. And as we have heard, whosoever drink from this water will thirst again. They are trying every cistern and no water whatsoever. But purification will bring joy to the heart of the believer. Just to open it up a little bit.
Can I just make a comment? I don't know if I missed this, but I don't want to disagree with my brethren, but what I've taken so far from these first few verses is that it's not enough to invite Jesus in order to have joy. Because he was invited, but there was no wine. And I think it was hinted at, but I just wanted to be very clear. Just having Jesus in your heart and becoming saved and becoming a Christian doesn't mean you have joy automatically. It's not until he takes the prominent role. And I've never thought of it this way before, but when Jesus says, "My hour has not yet come," I wonder if not the interpretation, at least an application, he's saying, "I'm just a guest for now. It's not time for me to do anything because no one has asked me to do anything. No one has given me the role of leader. So it's not time for me to just jump up and start ordering people around. That's never been the Lord's way when he was here on earth. He always had to be constrained. And it's only when Mary says to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it, then suddenly these servants who formerly were not serving him, once they come under his authority, that suddenly he now directs and acts and he brings joy, the best wine that had never been brought out before. And it is through this purification we can lead in that way and say, you know, these pots were just sitting there, not being used. The pots for purification apparently were not in use. It's the Lord Jesus who directs everyone's attention to purification.
And Sammy, that's what we were highlighting. The fact is, his lordship and subjection and obedience to him will bring joy to the believers.
Let me add to this that I have to say, Brother Sam, that bringing Christ into someone's soul, the joy is there automatically. It is there because he's the source of it. What we might lack practically is because of hindrances of life, we might cry like David, "Restore unto me the joy." That joy is not being experienced in a practical way. Why? Because we have all the affairs of this world. We have certain circumstances that's taken it away from us. And unless we come to that point that I will be under his authority in the spirit of obedience and allow him to do his work, then that joy in a practical way here on earth will be shared and enjoyed. But nevertheless, they were the purification, you might say. But again, I want you to be reminded what the brother said, that this world have certain purification as to their own standard. The scripture says it was after the manner of the Jews. There were so many things that became after the manners of the Jews. The Feast of Jehovah became the Feast of the Jews. The temple that the Lord Jesus could say, "My Father's house," in one occasion, at the end of the journey, he could say, "Behold, your house." It's not anymore my house. What is it? What is it? There is one standard that remains the same. That Christ does not change his principles of holiness and joy coming together. So we don't want to have this purification, as we were told, according to the affairs and the habits of this world. It will never be there. It has to be based upon what the scripture tells us in relationship to the person of the Lord Jesus. But there were empty pots. There were six of them that speaks of men, but they were empty. Listen, brethren. The Gospel of John has a lot of things that are empty. In John chapter 2, six empty pots. In John chapter 4, the woman has an empty pot. In John chapter 6, there were 12 baskets. They were empty at one point because the Lord has to fill them. Listen, when we lack joy, it has to be found in Christ. When we lack love, it has to be found in Christ. When we lack sustenance and food, it has to be found in Christ. And this is where John chapter 2, that when there is a lack, when there is complete emptiness, that there is nothing that is filling the man, the heart of man with joy, we have to bring Christ into the picture.
So can we say...